if he lets you in on his pooping information, which is sacred, by the way. He loves you, no doubt.
Hi, womanplus.usa. Check them out and follow their Instagram. This silly little piece of advice about pooping has really stuck with me, so let's listen. And welcome back to another episode of The Other Side. As you know, social media platforms have given everyone a voice, and while this is a positive thing, it can be overwhelming to navigate through the noise, and it's not uncommon to feel like we're drowning in a sea of opinion and advice. I will be sharing to all of you on one particular page that features a hilarious piece of advice about how a man's willingness to share his pooping plans with his partner is a sign of love. And despite their apparent lack of seriousness, it contains some valuable wisdom. And hopefully it will put you in a good spirits and laugh a bit. And here it goes.
If your man tells you that he has to poop, he tells you when he's going to poop, where he's going to poop. If he lets you in on his pooping information, which is sacred, by the way, he loves you, no doubt.
This advice may seem ridiculous. It highlights the importance of finding humor in even the most trivial aspects of life. And it also emphasizes the importance of open and honest communication in relationships. And by sharing even the most mundane details of our lives with our partners, we can build a deeper level of trust and intimacy. And while I personally not comfy at all to share about my pooping plans with a partner, I can still find ways to connect and communicate in meaningful ways. All of this is meant to be taken with a healthy dose of humor. The idea that pooping information is sacred or that it is a sign of undying love might seem ridiculous on the surface, but it's precisely because of its absurdity that is so funny. So ladies, next time your partner shares their pooping with you, remember that it's not just a silly joke. It's a sign of trust and consideration and love. And if you can laugh about it together, all the better. It actually has a kernel of truth buried beneath the humor. I've even experienced this firsthand. Had a partner who was very open about his pooping habits. He called it cock. And being a Filipina, I don't know what that is. And I have to admit, it was hilarious and added a fun, very relaxed vibe to our relationship. At first, it was like shocking or to hear such, but I can't deny that the awkwardness into it eventually faded, where it appears like as if he is about to go to the garden and will pick up flowers for me. Though there's something to be said for the idea that if someone is willing to share something as private and personal as their pooping habits with you, it shows a level of trust and intimacy, and that's what makes this advice so hilarious and meaningful at the same time. It's important to remember that there are many different qualities that make a man worth keeping. And the ability to share pooping plans is just one small aspect of a person's character. Other qualities such as kindness, empathy, honesty and a strong sense of humor are also important factors to consider when you're looking for a partner. Ultimately, finding someone who aligns with your values and make you feel happy and fulfilled in the relationship should be the top priority. So while the idea of a man who shares his pooping plans may be amusing, it's important to keep things in perspective and focus on what truly matters in a relationship. In conclusion, while it may not be necessary to look for a man who shares every detail of his bodily functions, finding a partner who values open and honest communication can lead to a stronger and more intimate relationship. And whether it's laughing or sharing a ridiculous joke with friends or listening to a podcast about pooping plans, it may not solve all your problems, but it can certainly help to lighten the mood and put things in perspective. Thank you for tuning in today and for joining me for this hilarious and nonsensical episode. Remember to keep laughing, stay positive, and find joy in the little things. Until next time.